a wife for Isaac. Many years later, Abraham became very old, and God had blessed him with everything. One day, Abraham said to the oldest servant in his house, "Please promise to me, swear to me by the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, that you will not wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I live, but go to my country and there choose a wife for my son Isaac from among my own people." Now, see, it's really important that we marry somebody who has our faith. And right back in these ancient times, that was important for Abraham and his family. Well, his servant said, "What if the woman that is chosen won't be willing to follow me all the way back to this land? Do I have to bring your son back again to the land from which you came?" Abraham said to his servant, "Do not take my son there again. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's family and from the land of my people," that was back in Ur and Haran, "he made a covenant with me, a set of promises, and said to me, 'To your children, or to your seed, will I give this land.' He will send his angel before you, and you will choose there a wife for my son. If the woman does not follow you, then you will be free from this oath. Just do not take my son to that land." So the servant promised to Abraham, his master, and swore to do exactly as he had been told. The servant took 10 of his master's camels, full of all the various goods and precious things that Abraham had. He went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. There he made his camels kneel down outside the city beside a well of water, at the time when the women come out in the evening to draw water from the well. And he prayed, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, I beg you, please send me your kindness and show me your grace this day. Behold, I am standing here by the well, and the daughters of this city are coming to draw water. May it be that the girl to whom I will say, 'Let down your pitcher so that I may drink,' and who will say to me, 'Yes, drink,' and I will also water your camels as well, let that girl be the wife you've chosen for your servant Isaac."
It would be pretty hard for her to say, "Hold your camel, water for your camels also," because that was a very, very, very big job.
It was, because camels drink a lot, and he had 10 of his master's camels.
And altogether with 10, that would be a lot and lots of water to but they keep it a lot.
It would have taken hours to do it.
Because it takes 5 minutes for months, for ages and ages.
That's right. It wouldn't have been 5 minutes. So
18 minutes.
Yeah, just for one camel, maybe. So that was the sign that Abraham's servant set for God. It was a pretty unlikely thing that a girl was going to say that. But before he had finished speaking, a young girl appeared. She was Rebekah, whose father was the son of Nahor, Abraham's brother. She carried her pitcher upon her shoulder, and the girl was young, unmarried, and very pretty. She went to the well, filled up her pitcher, and Abraham's servant ran to her and said, "Please, can I drink some water from your pitcher?" She said, "Yes, my lord, drink." And when she'd finished giving him a drink, she said, "And I'll draw water for your camels as well, until they have finished drinking."
Now that was a very, very, very kind offer.
It was a kind offer, but Abraham's servant must have thought, "Wow, that's just what I was praying for." And what I love about it is that before he had finished praying, the girl came up. So what you learn from that is that God knows what we need, and has even arranged the answers to our prayers before we've even finished praying them. So the girl hurried up and drew water for all the camels. As the camels had finished drinking, he took out a golden earring weighing half a shekel and 2 bracelets also of gold. "Whose daughter are you?" he asked. "Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for me and my camels to spend the night? She said to him, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the daughter of Milcah and Nahor. We have plenty of straw and food, and yes, you can lodge with us. The man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has kept his mercy and truth with my master. The Lord led me, and I, being in the way, he led me to the family of my master's brother. The girl ran on to her mother's house and told them what had happened. Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. When he saw the earrings and the bracelets upon Rebekah, his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, Laban ran out and found the servant of Abraham, and he said, Come in, you blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? I have prepared the house, and there's room also for your camels. So the servant came into the house, and Laban gave straw for the camels, and he brought water to wash the man's feet. They put food before the man, but he said, I will not eat until I have told you my purpose. Tell us, said Laban. The man said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. The Lord has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, servants, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old and he was old. And to that son my master has given all that he has. Then the servant told how he had been sent by Abraham to find a wife for Isaac, and how the Lord had led him to Rebekah. So please tell me, the servant said, whether you will deal kindly and truly with my master or not. Laban and Bethuel replied, This is clearly all from the Lord. We cannot say anything to you, good or bad. Rebekah is here before you. Take her and go. May she become the wife of your master's son. When Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth and worshipped the Lord. That would have been right in front of them at the meal table. It'd be a bit embarrassing. But you see, for him, his relationship with God was all important, and he didn't mind if he looked a bit silly. And he brought out the jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and clothing, which they had packed on the camels, and gave them to Rebekah, and he also gave expensive presents to her brother and her mother. They ate and drank, spent the night, and got up in the morning, and he said, Send me back to my master. But Rebekah's brother Laban and her mother said, Let the girl remain with us a few days, at least 10 days. After that, she can go back with you. Don't hinder me, said the servant. The Lord has blessed my mission so far. Please send me away. They said, Well, we will call the girl and ask her. They called Rebekah and said to her, Will you go with this man? She said, I will go. So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men, Isaac, back there with Abraham, came out of his tent one evening to meditate or to pray to God in the evening one day. He lifted up his eyes, and the camels were coming. Rebekah lifted up her eyes from the camel she was sitting on and saw Isaac. She jumped down from the camel and said to the servant, Who is this man walking in the field to meet us? It's my master's son, said the servant. Immediately she took a veil and covered herself. The servant told Isaac everything he had done. Then Isaac brought Rebekah into the tent of Sarah his mother. Rebekah became his wife, and he loved her. So, if you really want to marry somebody who is a believer, if it's God's will, God will find a way. And this is an amazing story. And the way Abraham's servant was so faithful, and God led him, he did all that he could do, and God blessed what he did.
And back at the well, he prayed, and even before he actually had...
Before he finished.
Yeah.
God answered. Yes, it is amazing how much God really knows.
Very, very, very amazing.
And the same is true for us. God hasn't changed. He's still working with us all.